Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Gresh, Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Oh!
Hey, hey!
Boy, a very special Monday Night Football edition of Keefe's Keys. Patriots and Bills. Keep in mind, the Patriots are 3-point dogs. So they're getting 3 points, over under of 41. Pats come in at 8-4, 5-0 on the road, while the Bills are 7-4 on the season, 3-2 at home. On with the keys. The Buffalo Bills have just one win over a team that currently has a winning record.
It's a big deal.
They also are one of just two teams that lost to Urban Meyer and the Jaguars.
I wonder if Big Herb will have a plaque made.
Beat the Bills?
Yeah, I beat the Bills.
Yeah, maybe.
They beat one of the playoff teams in the AFC.
Nobody beats the Bills. Urban Meyer did. The Pats are looking to go 6-0 on the road this year. They've run the table on the road twice, 2007 and 2016. Both years, they made the Super Bowl.
Woo-hoo! It's a hot nugget.
Mac Jones. The much-discussed Mac Jones.
MJ10.
MJ10 trademarked.
And so, Mac10 is now the new trademark.
Well, you just owe him 25 cents for saying that.
I guess so. What about the gun company?
So Mac Jones, who is still in his rookie season, has as many Super Bowl wins as the Buffalo Bills in 62 seasons.
Wow.
Same number. They're stuck on the same number.
That might be the best Keefe's key I've ever heard.
You got to consider that one tonight.
Man.
The last time the Bills even played in the Super Bowl, Mac Jones, not alive.
Wow. How old were you? Five? No. They would have been 93, right?
Yeah, 2009.
Yep.
Wow. I was a young gun at the time.
I just graduated high school in 92, and then in 90, because I'd have been my first year UI playing football.
So growing up, you were like, oh, the Bills are good.
I was 6 months old.
There you go. Sean, kicking around.
Did you like tortellini at 6 months,
Sean?
Probably.
Stuffing his face with tortellini.
Sorry, it's time for keys.
Funny that you mentioned that. Buffalo, like Shime, have four stomachs.
That's a deep pull. Well played.
Boom, roasted.
Sean did have four Thanksgivings, one for each stomach, so there we go.
Buffalo.
Gresh, did you hear the story about how I have a separate stomach specifically for potatoes?
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. I told my mom that when I was growing up as a kid, that I had two stomachs, one for food and the other for potato products.
My head coach at URI, Floyd Keith, once called me fat. I said, no, sir, I have a high stomach. He did not laugh.
A high stomach is a good one.
That's a great line.
Fat
The Pats and Mac Jones are on a six-game winning streak. Mac Jones is the seventh rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl era to lead his team to a six-game winning streak.
That's all Bill Belichick, though, Keith. All Bill Belichick.
The Pats lead the NFL with 19 interceptions. Josh Allen is tied for the seventh most with 10, and the Bills are 4-3 when he throws a pick this year.
Whoa! He's had some blow-ups this year on picks.
Yes. When Josh Allen's quarterback rating is below 100 this season, the team is 1-3.
Uh-oh. About to be 1-4.
Buffalo, like Scheim, can be 6 feet long, stand from 5 to 6 feet tall, and weigh up to 2,000 pounds.
Boom! Roasted!
You want to know what else we have in common? Magnum dunk.
All right, Scheim. Keep it in your pants. Stop. Damian Harris has 3 100-yard games so far. He needs one more to match Sony Michel, who had 4 back in 2018. Since 1970, only Curtis Martin, Corey Dillon, and John Stevens have had more than 4 100-yard games
in
the season.
Wow, that is something. No Sam Bam on that list either. Yeesh.
The Bills, speaking of the running game, are 5-0 when they hold their opponent to under 75 rushing yards. Can they do that? That's a big number right there, folks. Dare I say even the key to the game?
That might be the key.
It took the Buffalo Bills 18 different starting quarterbacks to go from Jim Kelly to Josh Allen. The Patriots only needed one between Tom Brady and Mac Jones.
That is unbelievable. And that list of 18.
Can you name the post-Jim Kelly, pre-Josh Allen quarterbacks? This is the segment of keys that turns into trivia.
Scheim, should we just
go ahead? Go back and forth. Knock some of these guys off.
Kyle Orton.
Yes.
J.P. Lawsman.
Yes.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Didn't he have a quick stint in Buffalo?
No, he didn't.
Trent Edwards. You've got Matt Castle was in there briefly.
Matt Castle did not start.
Drew Bledsoe.
Yes. No, you're back in now?
Yeah,
you're eliminated.
I got one.
Bledsoe, yes.
EJ Manuel,
yes.
Rob Johnson's on that list, right?
You better believe he is. Rob Johnson's on that list.
Little Dougie Flutie.
Little Doug Flute. Yep.
Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman, of course.
How could you forget that?
Hold on. I don't think Billy Joe Hobert started.
He did not.
But he was one of their quarterbacks at it because he's the one who forgot the playbook. And when he got in there, he went in and crapped his pants.
He's not on there.
It
was 18 of these bad boys. It was Walpole's own Todd Collins.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Alex Van Pelt.
He's now fat.
You guys
really
mentioned
fat.
Flutie, Rob Johnson, Bledsoe, Lossman.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
Good call.
He made the playoffs, actually. Kelly Holcomb.
Forgot about him.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Forgot about Fitz. That's right.
Brian Brohm, former Louisville product.
Oh my God.
That was a year. Green Bay drafted Brian Brohm and, in the second round, Matt Flynn in the seventh, and Flynn, beat him out right away.
The Brohms are coaching somewhere.
Thad Lewis.
Thad Lewis.
Thad. He put up a couple great fantasy weeks.
Thad did. Yeah, oh, yeah. Out of Duke, I believe.
So did Thad.
He could scoot.
Yeah.
Thad could scoot.
So did Thad Mata.
How about Jeff Toole?
Who?
Yeah, Jeff Toole.
Toole.
Orton, Taylor, Peterman. And then right before you got Josh Allen, Derek Anderson and Matt Barkley.
I forgot about Derek Anderson. He of the size 18 shoes.
Yes. Rich, I'd like to call BS on that list because Matt Castle did take the first snap of the first game of the 2015 season for the Bills. Technically was their starting quarterback for that game. Should be on the list.
All right, let me look it up. I don't believe you.
You don't have to look it up. I know it is true.
Wow, John, because he did a column on it that no one read at WEEI.com.
Why would I ever do a column on that?
I don't know. You mix in all kinds of weird stuff.
Speaking of, the Patriots are 8-4 this season when John Anderson writes a clickbait article for WEEI.com. That's still in my queue. And last but certainly not least, Buffalo live mostly on the plains, but some are known to inhabit river valleys as well as forests.
And some are known to inhabit Lowell, Massachusetts, like me.
And some, yes, live in Lowell. So add it all up. We have Patriots getting 3 points. On the road. They're undefeated. They're undefeated on the road.
Easy.
Yeah, I think it's easy.
Give me those puntos, baby.
I'll take the puntos.
Give me the puntos and run the pelota.
41, though. 41 over under. What do you think?
Ooh, that feels low.
Weather game.
I know.
Could be weather.
Does it change your mind that this total started at 44.5 and has been pushed down?
Wow.
To 41. Down.
You know what? If you're an overbetter, give it until game time. Give it until 8
My secret is I'm waiting for this to get to 40.5, and that's
and
when
then
you
go
over.
I'm kind of a scrim on this. Right. I'm thinking now it's going to be tight. It's not going to be comfortable.
No, it's not.
But they'll get it. They'll get the over, I think.
We have much more on this. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. And is tonight the official coming out party for Mac Jones? Our thoughts and yours coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.